Good morning. It's Saturday, April 25th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. A growing body of evidence now links high-dose influenza vaccination to up to 40% lower Alzheimer's disease risk, making this issue's lead story one of the most actionable brain health findings in recent memory. A counterintuitive small trial also reports that rapamycin may blunt the exercise gains older adults would otherwise see, a result that should give longevity enthusiasts serious pause. Elsewhere, 25 years of primate data confirm that caloric restriction can decouple metabolic aging from chronological time, and new research from Science Advances identifies citrulline as a key molecular brake on inflammaging, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, high-dose flu vaccination linked to up to 40% lower Alzheimer's disease risk. According to Neurology Live, a growing body of observational evidence now links influenza vaccination, particularly high-dose formulations, to up to 40% lower Alzheimer's disease risk over 4 years in vaccinated adults compared with unvaccinated individuals. This is the one to read today. 10 Evidence-Backed Habits That Protect Brain Health, According to the Alzheimer's Association. From NBC News, the Alzheimer's Association's latest guidance finds that combining multiple healthy behaviors, sleep, physical activity, nutrition, and mental engagement, provides stronger brain protection than any single intervention in isolation. In supplement news, citrulline, identified as a key molecular brake on inflammaging in Science Advances study. From Science Advances, research published in Science Advances identifies citrulline, best known as a pre-workout supplement, as a critical endogenous regulator of inflammaging, the chronic low-grade inflammation that mechanistically drives accelerated biological aging. Dasatinib plus quercetin outperforms navitoclax for clearing senescent cells in disc degeneration model. From Fight Aging, a new mouse study directly comparing leading senolytic protocols found that dasatinib plus quercetin, D plus Q, outperforms navitoclax, the more potent, cancer-derived option, for clearing senescent cells from intervertebral discs, a common driver of age-related back pain and spinal degeneration. From the research desk, losartan, a common blood pressure drug, may partially reset the metabolic clock. From Aging Cell, a Johns Hopkins study published in Aging Cell used multi-omics analysis to show that losartan, a widely prescribed angiotensin II receptor blocker, reverses multiple age-related metabolic signatures in both geriatric mice and pre-frail older men. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.